Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 1%. This follows Asian markets closing lower and European markets largely lower in early trading. The 10-year is down a basis point, yielding 4.03%. The dollar is lower against the euro, pound and yen. Gold and oil are up, industrial metals mostly down, and cryptocurrencies mostly up. Equity markets have remained defensive after yesterday's downturn seemed to accelerate after a move back up in bond yields, despite mostly softer economic data. Attention is also on Tuesday's Fitch downgrade of US credit after the agency put the US on watch negative in May. The agency based the downgrade on an expected fiscal deterioration over the coming years. Early reactions downplayed the significance of Fitch's downgrade, pointing to stronger than expected US growth and a lack of alternatives. On the data front, we had New Zealand Q2 unemployment rate ticking up above expectations and prior quarter, and Spanish July unemployment change negative but below consensus. And we also had South Korea July CPI coming in below expectations. Fairly light on the US economic calendar, with just weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, July ADP employment report, and weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Coca-Cola Euro-Pacific Partners and Albertus Equity Ventures signed a non-binding letter of intent to jointly acquire Coca-Cola Beverages Philippines. Bloomberg reports that Home Street is considering options including a potential sale and is also exploring raising capital and selling assets. And Nomura fell during Asian trading after reporting results below analysts' expectations. Amongst companies reporting today, the bigger names include Yum Brands, Kraft Heinz, Garmin, and CVS Health due to report before market open. And we also have Albemarle, Qualcomm, PayPal, Marathon Oil, MGM Resorts, and MetLife due to report after market close. Asian equities traded lower on Wednesday, with major benchmarks all in negative territory, with the Hang Seng recording the biggest losses. The People's Bank of China pledged that it would support a stable and healthy development of China's real estate market in its second half work conference. The bank said it would continue to guide reduction of residential housing loan interest rates and down payment ratios. It also said it would guide commercial lenders to adjust rates on existing mortgages in an orderly manner and in accordance with law. In the first individual speech since Friday's yield curve control tweak, Bank of Japan Deputy Governor Yukita explained the move was aimed at mitigating potential side effects of capping the 10-year yield at 0.5%, which would be too large in the face of higher than anticipated inflation and wage growth. The deputy governor added that they sought to be prepared for any eventuality so the Bank of Japan could continue with monetary policy easing without causing confusion. European markets have opened largely lower. The London Times Shadow Monetary Policy Committee has backed a smaller Bank of England rate rise tomorrow by an overwhelming 8-1 majority. Inflation eased more quickly than expected in June, and there are signs that the labour market is easing, which supports expectations for a return to more modest rate increases. And Bloomberg reports the decline in European gas prices has prompted traders to send LNG deliveries elsewhere or keep tankers at sea awaiting higher prices. In a recent note, BNP Paribas Exane suggested EU gas storage may reach maximum capacity well before winter drawing season, opening the door to even lower gas prices. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.